Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Hello, can it be? Episode 2 of season 3. That rhymes, but I promise the rest of the episode's not going to, don't worry. It's my birthday tomorrow. I've been having a pretty hard time knowing what I want to talk with you about. Am I having an existential crisis? Am I burned out? Do I simply not have much to say? No idea. But I figure if I sat down and write the show notes, something's going to come out. So this is what I ended up with. I'm still on a high from when I recorded with Sarah at the start of the month, and things have been great, but I have been doing some reflecting. I spoke about goals and intentions on Instagram, and I felt that when I listed my goals that I would be broad and universal, and yet somehow I still ended up listing actions, outcomes, a to-do list. So I've been working on my thinking, and with the help of one of my most favorite people, my boss, Barb, I looked at all the things that I create as the Podzilla. Do you know what I realized? Making this podcast is one of the most important things on my list of creations. That list was long, like a lot longer than I expected. And when I added up the time that I spent on it and added that to my full-time work hours, added on the time I aspire to spend with my family, I realized that I would need to forgo sleep, socializing, or sanity to continue. Anyone that knows me knows that sleep has to stay and socializing too, so sanity always seems to get bumped straight off that list. But I really can't continue like that, can I? So I am starting 37 with intentions. I intend to do less. Yes, I'm going to keep working, just less often, for less time, under less pressure. I intend to learn more. I never read the books I buy, and I always wish I knew more about the things that matter to me. I will finally start taking the recommendations that I ask for. I intend to unwind. I'm stressed and cranky, and while I'm good at communicating that so I can set expectations, I don't like it. It's not good for me. My body has been giving me signs, and I've been ignoring them. I intend to keep pushing. I put myself out there for opportunities. I speak up about inclusion. I ask for more and better for myself and for others. And I've got no plans to stop. For all the wonderful people who keep listening, I thank you. Good things are coming for me and for you. A short and sweet episode, but I promise to keep bringing amazing guests on and chatting about big topics. So until next week, remember, your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Podcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Podzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thepodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.